Well, the year was 2012. The Eagles moving up in round number one to select Fletcher Cox with their first pick in that draft. And now here we are three seasons later, and Fletcher is next to me here in the studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, and you are now a veteran, young man. How's that feel with all these kids running around?
Man, just to go back and look at, I was one of those guys,
yeah.
You know, 2 years ago, you know, fresh in the locker room, quiet, didn't know what was going on. But, you know, now, you know, I know what's going on. Being year three for me, so, you know, it feels pretty good.
So what is going on? You know, what are some of the big adjustments for kids coming into the league? And I don't want to say kids, young men coming into the league.
Well, I just tell a lot of guys, I share with Marcus Smith, and I have the same agent. So, you know, when I figured that out and I figured he was coming here, so, you know, I've been kind of talking to him. He just been asking, you know, what could he do? I said, man, just pay attention, you know, learn the playbook and, you know, just work hard, man, and it'll all fall in place.
It's interesting. You know, you think you work hard, but then you get to the NFL and it's a totally different level, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, the level of hard work, it's constant.
Well, yeah, and I shared that with him too. You know, I shared it with a lot of guys in our room. And that goes to being a good teammate and not, you know, keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm.
So you just sharing it and, you know, tell them, hey, man, you might think you're working hard, but you're not. Just look at the guys in front of you.
Do veterans literally take players under their wings and just kind of help them out and help them get through that first year?
Yeah, and, I mean, guys helped me out through my first year. And now I look at, you know, our room is, I think we got, three or four rookies in there. And it goes back to, like I said, being a great teammate and, you know, helping those guys out if something that they don't understand.
Fletcher, it's interesting. You talk about your room, and the room you're talking about is the defensive line room. And to me, I look at the defense and the improvement last year, and it really, everything started up front. You and Benny and Sed and everybody really got better and better as the season went along. How do you feel about the progress?
I think we got, you know, at first, nobody kind of really know what was going on with the scheme change. And, of course, my first year playing 4-3 and, you know, Sed's first year, and Benny even played 4-3. You know, in college, and it was all a different deal for us. And we all knew that we'll get better during the season. And, you know, towards, you know, every day we just went out and just, you know, practiced hard on it and just listened to everything Coach was saying.
It was also a year that after the first year, tough year, four wins. Last year you win seven of the last eight games, win the NFCs, get a taste of the playoffs. You now know how to win in the NFL. Important to know how to win in the NFL.
Yeah, and that was a real bad taste in my mouth my first year in the NFL, and I expressed that to any of the rookies here.
Mm-hmm.
I said, man, you really don't want to go through what I went through, you know, my first year in the NFL, you know, winning four games. I said, it's a real bad feeling.
So what's it like now in the room? What's the confidence level like now in the room? All while you're veterans, you're still a young guy. You still got a lot of football left in front of you. Everybody seems to be growing with a lot of camaraderie together.
Well, like I said, it just growing as a team, and, you know, especially as a defense. And, you know, now that we're a year in, everything we could do, you know, Coach, I feel like Coach can give us much more than he did last year during this time. And we all can take it in and just get it on the run.
How's it going out there at practice? Although nobody's allowed to hit, which, you know, has its pros and cons for defensive guys. How do you get better out there?
Well, right now, especially with D-linemen, it's all about just using your hands. Because, I mean, you can't come off the ball. You can't just really do nothing with what you had pads on. So it's all coming technique. And, you know, that's what's going to take you through 16 games.
What is the signature Fletcher Cox move? Do you have one? Do you have a go-to move?
Pass rush, just try to beat the guy inside. You know, set him up and try to go inside on him.
Is it hands? Is it the way you use your body? Is it?
Like I say, body language, feet. You want to take them you know, the two steps, two real aggressive steps, and, you know, club them inside is what I like.
And you're good. You're far advanced from last year in this 3-4 now. You've got it down, right?
I mean, last year,
a year ago, you were like, what is this? What am I doing here? I know you were.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. I was lost. I kind of didn't know what was going on. But I figured it out. And you know, like I said, I still have some weak points in it. And I'm just working on it right now, doing OTAs.
Good. Everything's going okay out there. It's fast. Practice is good. Team is building. You're a veteran now. Everybody looks up to you. What did you do with the first check, the first paycheck you got in the NFL? Come on.
Well, the first check I got.
Not the one that's for practice. I'm talking about the big check.
My signing bonus or my check?
Game check. I want the signing bonus check.
My signing bonus check, I put it up.
Did you really?
Yeah. I mean, I went and got my mom a car and we put the rest up.
Good for you. You know, so, you're handling your money well.
Yeah.
Which is also a challenge in the NFL. You suddenly got a lot of money.
It is a real big challenge. And, you know, I express more than that. I express life to those young guys just about spending money. I just try to, you know, tell them, say, man, you got, you know, you big money. First round draft pick, you know, how you take care of your money. I said, just be smart with it. You know, you don't need all kind of crazy stuff.
Okay. Well, I'll take some of that crazy stuff if you got any to throw my way.
No, I don't have none. I'm cheap.
Yeah, I like that. Fletcher Cox, good man. Team leader now, right?
Yes, sir.
One of the old guys on the defensive line at age 23.
Yeah.
Are you only 23?
23.
3 years in the league, 23?
Yeah.
Fletcher Cox in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.